without stara. All the way to Kwan, even without Shay Sara. She has to not have Shay Sara. She has to have Simani Elinis, the other physical Simanim that we discussed yesterday, Kaila Ava, Shukule Meyeha. And then she has to hit her 20th birthday. So she has no Saris, and Simani Elinis, and her 20th birthday. So on her 20th birthday, we declare that she's an Elinis, and she's Mechuyev in Mitzvahs. When she was 15 and she had no Saris, we assume she was a Ketana. Even when she was 19 and she had no Saris, we assume she's a Ketana. 20th birthday, we make her, we say, okay, now you're officially an Elinis, now you're a Gedaila. Now you could bring a carbon, you nevela with Hasra, you get Malkus, you're a Gedaila. So Rabbi Shmuel argued if this is Lamachreya or not. Learned yesterday that Rav holds that it goes back Lamachreya. Once she hits 20, we realize she's an Elinis. She becomes an Elinis Lemafreya back. We say that when she was 12, she was really a Gedaila. The age of 12, she was really a Gedaila then. Just we didn't know it. We didn't realize she's an Elinis. But now we realize that she's a Gedaila Lemafreya back when she was 12 years old. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says an Elinis is a Gedaila from the age of 20. Until then, she's not a Gedaila. And the same thing with a Sris. Whatever we say about an Elinis is true about a man with the same type of situation. Nafkamina, the Gemara says, was in the case of a person who eats chaylev. Let's say when she was 16 years old, she ate chaylev. So she b'shaygeg. So she didn't bring a carbon because she thought she's a ketana. Ketana who eats chaylev does not bring a carbon. However, now that she turns 20 and we realize she's an Elinis, so according to Rav, she has to bring a carbon because she goes back Lamafreya to being a Gedaila from the age of 12. But she ain't kidding, according to Shmuel. She's only a Gedaila from now and on. And Mimela, when she was 16 and she ate Chela, she was Taka Ketan, and she's Taka Petura from a carbon. This is the Machlaikas Rav Shmuel. Rav Chaim learns Pshat in the Machlaikas Rabbi Shmuel, what the lumdis of the Machlaikas Rabbi Shmuel. So Reb Chaim says that Rabbi Shmuel are arguing in what is required for a woman who's an Elinis to be a Gedaila. Rav holds that a normal Isha to be a Gedaila needs two things, Shanim and Shtei Saris. That's a normal one. Needs Shanim. Shanim means she has to be at least 12. She has Shtei Saris. When she's 11, that's nothing. She has to be at least 12. Plus, she needs Shtei Saris also. An Elinis. Once you know she's an Elinis, Rav holds that Shanim alone is enough for godless by an Elinis. Since an Elinis doesn't normally have Shtei Saris. So Shanim alone makes her a Gedaila. The age of 12 makes her a Gedaila. According to Rav, Mimela, as soon as we realize that she's an Elinis, she becomes a Gedaila Lamafreya from the age of 12, because at the age of 12 she has Shanim, so she was a Gedaila. Make sure he made it safely. That's Ravshi. Shmuel, how would you type Shmuel? Following Reb Chaim's line of thinking. Shmuel holds that you need two things. That just like a regular woman needs two things, and Elinis needs these two things. Her two things are, she needs to have she also has to pass the age of 12, but she also needs that we know she's an Elinis, which the age of 20 is the determining age for such a woman to know she's an Elinis. So Shmuel holds you need to know she's an Elinis for her to be a Gedaila. In other words, you need Shanim plus the Simani Elinis. Simani Elinis is if she goes till 20 without Shtei Saris. That's one of the Simani Elins. So until the Simani Elin has happened as well, she's not a Gedaila. Rav holds Shonim Alon. Chaim's Pshat, it's very glad, it seems to be just touching up Rav and Shmuel. We'll see soon that this whole Reb Naphtali is really gebayt on this Reb Chaim. Although Reb Naphtali doesn't quote Reb Chaim, those of you who looked at it inside, in the Chidushei Reb Shmuel, when he brings the Reb Naphtali, first he brings the Reb Chaim. He says, oh, now you'll understand the Reb Naphtali, it won't be so hard. So this is Reb Chaim's uptaich of a Machlaikis Rav Shmuel, it's just taich. Rav holds to be a Gedaila Elin is Nishanim, 12, Sokuma Freya. And Shmuel holds that to be a Gedaila you need Simone Elinis, which includes, if you don't have hairs till you're 20 years old, you don't have to say till 20, that's one of the Simone Elinis. So you need to be 20 in order to be an Elin, to be a Gedaila.
Does that make Shmuel?
Sorry, according to Shmuel. It's what makes her. It's what makes an Eilin is a Gedaila. She's an Eilin, so nothing happened. The Simanim would make her a Gedaila. According to Rav, it's really just a simon that she was an Eilin all along. Yeah, okay, now. According to Rav, it's just a simon that she was an Eilin all along. According to Shmuel, it's the Siba. Not for being an ailment, it's the people for being a Gedaila, is having Simone ailments. Okay, now. So it comes out, right? According to Rav, Simone ailment is such as the Simon. It's a Simon that she was an ailment, and she was a Gedaila all along when she was 12. According to Shmuel, the Simone ailment is what makes her an ailment, a Gedaila. Simone ailments themselves make her a Gedaila. It's over 12, plus all the Simone ailments she has, which includes hitting 20, without Cyrus, so then she becomes a Gedaila. That's Shmuel's opinion. Okay, now, I could jump straight to Tysus, but before that, let's go first to the Mishnah Lamelech, which Reb Naphtali brings down. And then we'll get back to Asuki. Just be easier this way. The Mishnah Lamelech asks a stira in Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass? Do we pass like Rav or do we pass like Shmuel? How do we paskin? If somebody becomes an alienist, is she an alienist l'mafreya? Or is she not an alienist l'mafreya? So in Chayshin Mishpat, Simen Reish Lamed Hay, it says that if a sarist or an alienist inherits a piece of land and sells it, let's say she's over 12, or he's over 13. So let's say she's 16 years old, and she sells a piece of karka. She got the karka, however she got it, Yerusha. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that when she sells it at 16, she's still a katana. So the mechira is not a good mechira unless certain conditions under which a katana could do a mechira. But she starts a din katana, and generally the mechira is not a mechira. Later, when she hits 20, and she brings simone elenis, or if he hits 20 and brings simone saris, so in Shulchan Aruch it says it's a gloy milsalam afreya that the mechira was a good mechira. So now the karka which he sold 4 years ago, it's a gloy milsalam afreya that it was sold 4 years ago. You have to go back to him, give him back the karka, because you get back your money, and you have to give him the pay risk that grew in the 4 years. Because it's a gloy milsalam afreya that mechira, which this girl did at the age of 16, and we thought she's a katana, it's a gloy milsalam afreya that she was really a gedaila, because we see she's an elenis, and therefore the mechira is a good mechira. Clearly that's like Rav, right? Clear psak like Rav, because Rav holds that Shadim alone makes it. So in Chayshim Mishpat it appears to paskin like Rav. That's the psak in Chayshim Mishpat. In Evin HaEzer there's another case, than Ebenezer, and there the Mashmois is the opposite. In Ebenezer, the case is where it's there, it's in Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin. Somebody was Ma'anes, a 16-year-old girl who has no Shtei Saris. He's Ma'anes, a 16-year-old girl who has no Shtei Saris, so Bezma said. She's a Ketana. And you have to pay a Knas. And you have to pay the Knas. Later, she turned 20. And when she turned 20, you find out she was an alien Islam Afreya. That all along that she was an alienist. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that he still has to pay the knas. He doesn't get his money back. He still has to pay the knas. We still assume that she has a din of a ketana, of somebody who's not a begeres, she still has a din of a ketana, and therefore you do have to pay the knas. Now, there's a knas by alienist because the bia is a bia. She can't have children. There's a knas for being ma'anisa. So,
what's the reason behind this?
So what's the reason for that? What's the reason that a nara, there's a knas? The reason for the knas is, excuse me? The knas of a nara basula, yeah. The knas is because it's not lamafreya. If I would say lamafreya, she's a Begeres Lamafreya for the age of 12. She doesn't get the knas of a nara. She's not a nara, she's a Begeres. According to Rav, there will be no knas. Because Lamafreya, I would say that she was a Gedaila at the time of the Bia. So Elamai, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Shmuel, that when she hits 20, then she becomes a Gedaila. Until then, she had a din of a nara of the knas of a nara, and Mimela she gets the knas. Mimela she gets the knas. So there we don't say that you change it lamafreya when she hits 20. Not really. If he would, let's say you would have a girl that's already 13, and a man is ma'anis on, he thinks she's 12. He doesn't have to pay knas. He thinks he has to no. Because she doesn't have a din of a nara of an nara basula. She's not a nara. She's already over. Oh, she's already older. So it doesn't go by his das. It goes by the metzias. Knas. The Torah said there's a knas. It has nothing to do with his das. It has to do with the emes, the metzias advarim. That however the metzias is, he might have been a big rasha and done it. But the truth is that on a 16-year-old girl, he probably didn't know. He knew that she's an alienist. He's saying a good difference. And the second thing you have to do is say why it should make a difference. But doesn't it come back to the same like as Rav Shmuel? According to Rav, we should change it just like we changed it Mafreya by Karka. We should change it to Mafreya by Knas. Because it's the Gloy Milsa that at the time of the Bia there was no Knas, it was not eligible for Knas. Rav Shmuel argued by Karvin, which is Isser. They argue via Chaylev. What we see by Mama, we do pass like Rav. He says, it does go to Mafreya. See, it shouldn't. You're going to have to prove to me that Mama and Issa should be different. Because if a Mitzvah is, either she's a Gedaila or she's not a Gedaila. I can't think of a person who's a Gedaila Lagabe Mama and not a Gedaila Lagabe Knas. So what happened? At that age, she was a Gedaila or she wasn't a Gedaila? You're having it both ways. There's no such person who's a half Gedaila, half not a Gedaila. There's no Matthias like that. Generally, no. By yes. Shmuel, by Mamina. Right? It's opposite. Yeah.
So they have answers on Shmuel?
So in Ebenezer, it's easy pach like Shmuel. In Ebenezer, we don't change the Mafreya. We say he pays the Knas and it doesn't change the Mafreya. And in Chayshamish, we say it does change the Mafreya. So why? A Nara Murasa gets, actually. Good. Therefore, okay. What you're saying is all in the Teretz. Okay. Well, so Rav Naftali brings the Teretz. He answers this. He answers this theory in the Shulchan Aruch. You remember who he brings it from? Shar Melech or Mishnah Melech? Mishnah Melech. Brings from the Mishnah Melech. That he answers the following. He answers that it depends. There are two dinim by a woman. A woman at one point becomes a gedayla, which means she becomes bas mitzvah. Okay, even mitzvahs, karbanis, isurim. There's one dinim by a woman which is becoming a gedayla that a man also has. Bar mitzvah boy becomes a gadol, a woman becomes a bas mitzvah girl, she becomes a mechayiv mitzvah. That's one din. In that din of becoming a gedayla, Rav and Shmuel argue. It's true. Rav and Shmuel argue. Rav holds Shonim alone makes a gedayla, like Rav Chaim explained. And Shmuel holds that you need Shonim by Elis, and Shmuel holds that you need Shonim, but you also need Simon Elis. Simon Elis makes her a gedayla. That's in dinim that are totally in being a gedayla. There are some dinim that are not totally in being a gedayla. Because a woman, after she passes 12, has another stage from 12 to 12 and a half, where she's a nara. That means she's a gedayla, she's mechayiv in all mitzvahs. But there are a few dinim where she still is not independent, where she has separate dinim. How many dinim are there that a nara has differently? She's Faras Nadarim, and she's still Bebeis Avia, and Shvach Nurel Avia, and there's a Knas of Nara, of a Nara Besula. So there are a few dinim where after she has Shonim, it's not enough. She needs Simanim also in order for these dinim to kick in. So up to Mishnah Lamelech, Rav and Shmuel only argue by things that are totally in Gedayla, in Shonim. Like Rav Chaim said, Rav holds Shonim is enough to make her Gedayla. So in things that have to do with being Bas Mitzvah, selling Karka, bringing a Karba Chatos, that Rav and Shmuel have an argument. However, when you find demons that are totally in Simanim, that the Torah says is totally in beyond being a gedayla, like knas, or like shvach nurel avia, or like nedarim. These other dinim, Rav doesn't argue with Shmuel. Rav will be minded to Shmuel that you need simanim, because you see that by every girl being a gedayla is not enough. It's not enough to be a gedayla in order to keep her shvach nurim, or that the father is a meif in the darev. By those halachis where the Torah said Shonim is not enough, Rav is maided to Shmuel that it's not lamafreya. Rav is going to be maided to Shmuel that these things don't go lamafreya. Memela, in Chayshin Mishpat, what's the shayla there? The case of Chayshin Mishpat is a shayla of selling land. It's pashut a mamonis dikadim. That's totally only if you're a gadol or a gedayla or a kadon or a ketan. It's not totally in simanim. Has nothing to do with Simanim. So there Rav says his Chiddush. Shonim alone makes our Gedayla. And we paskin like Rav. The halacha is like Rav. We paskin like Rav, and she's a Gedayla from the age of 12. In Eben Ezer, where it's talking about Knas, the Knas of a Nara is even if she is a Gedayla. A Nara gets Knas. It is when she's a Gedayla. She gets knas until by Geras. Which means that it's not a din in Gedayla. It's not a din in being a gadol or a Gedayla. It's a din that requires shonim plus something else. Plus simani bagrus. In a din which always needs something more than godless, Rav is made to Shmuel that an alienist doesn't get those dinim until she hits 20. Rav is made to Shmuel that she doesn't go out of Nara into Bagris, from Nara into Bagris, she doesn't go until she's 20. So this says, to go from Katan, or Katana rather, to Gedayla, Rabbi Shmuel argued. That switch from Katana to Gedayla is the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel with the Mafreyana. The second switch, the switch which goes from Nara to Bageres, that switch, Rav is Maida to Shmuel, that happens when Eilinus is 20. And Mimela, when it comes to paying a knas of a Nara, you pay till she's 20. It's Lamafreya, she was a Gedayla when she was 12. But she ends up being from 12 to 20, having Dinim like a Nara, and when she's 20, she becomes a Bageres.
Why can't you say that it's included? In other words, she
didn't count
until she's 20.
So
say that the stage of Nairus is included in the switch from...
She's not a count until 20. We're saying now Rav. Rav says Lamafreya, which means she becomes a Gedayla at 12. Just we didn't know it. We have to wait to see if she's an alien. What?
It's just like she becomes
bigger
at 20. When did she go there?
So she becomes a Begeris at 20. From 12 to 20... She is a and
what?
She's a Gedayla.
How's she Gedayla?
Do you want to call her a Nara? Is that what you want to do?
You can't call her a Nara. Is the only way to become a Nara is she has to
learn. You're right.
What do you call her?
She's a Gedayla. She's a Gedayla who doesn't have a Din by Geras yet. She gets a Din by Geras. She gets a Din by Geras. Really, it links in the words. The Gemara called it Bagar de Elinus. That was Lashon Gemara. Bagar de Elinus. The Gemara didn't say she becomes an Elinus. So she becomes a Bagar de Elinus. It's Bageris of Elinus. So Meli get Knas because she's not yet a Bageris. Until Bageris she gets. I mean, if I don't call her a Nara, why does she get Knas? It's a good question. If I don't call her, unless you use the word Nara, I'm not sure. She's a Gedayla for sure. Is it appropriate to use the word Nara for a woman that doesn't actually say Samana? Maybe. Okay, use the word Nara.
So, according to Rav, it only applies dinim which require bagrus.
What only applies? The lamafreya applies, the din that goes back to lamafreya applies to anything that's a din in godless. And that's a din in bagrus that you have to wait till 20, and that would might. So this is the aside that that Rav Naftali brings to the Mishnah Melech.
Naftali brings the case of Chila. I think he said that time in the
because he means before you know she's a Saris. He's a Saris. Now, as Rabbi Naftali says, you need that he has to have 13 plus Shtei Saris, because he's talking, if at the age of 16, at the time he sold it, if he has Shtei Saris, it's a Nechira. If he doesn't, it's not a Nechira. Now, later when you find out he's an Elinist, then Lama Freya, we say it was a good Nechira even without the Shtei Saris. Okay, that's a flush. Okay. Now we get to Taisus. I think until here, a pretty clear understanding of the way it works out. Ledina by Elinus, which is Rav Shita, the Lamafreya Lagabi Katnus, and not Lamafreya Lagabi other dinim of Elinus, and something which is very mistaken, because every Isha has two stages. Every woman has a stage of 12 and a stage of 12 and a half. So an Elinus also has two stages, a stage of 12 and a stage of 20. Alright? So that's the din. Now we come to Taisus. Taisus de Layasya. Taisus de Asakasha. Bekatnus, Eich Neida, Shaloi Tavi, Simone Naris. How could this Hechet, what's going on in the Gemara? How could it be that a man sells his daughter? And we say it's not a Mechira because she's an Elinus. What do you mean? Simone Elinus, Hanuk Shibas Esrim, Velei Hevi Asaris, Knisa Perakaro. She has to be 20. Bafa Bishay Simone Elinus, Shev Shalahaki Bekadus. Even though there are some Simone Elinus, you could tell, Kagamite Simon, the Kaila Ava, and she pulled me Yakanashim. Harmina Gabi Saris, Achebe Kulan, Mustama Wadim Elinus. You need all of them. All of them means you also need that she goes till 20 without Shtei Saris. So she can't be an Elinus till 20. Frey Taisvis, what's the case of the Gemara? What is the case of Yitzia of Bagris to Elinus? Lamaisa, her father can't sell her, is not going to be able to sell her, because you can only sell her until she's 12. and she goes out with 6 years. She goes out with sheish. So what is the case where she's going to go out? Even if you sold her when she was 11 and a half, she went out 17 and a half. So there's no yitziyah v'elanis. And more directly, Rav Marbar Rav Ashi says that the whole mechira is not a mechira in the first place. What's the hechatim said that the mechira is not a mechira in the first place? What do you mean? Right, Marbar Rav Ashi says, I would have thought the mechira is not a mechira in the first place. What's that case? At the time of the mechira, you don't know it. So if you don't know it, so what's going on? So what's Taisis Teres? Taisis says Nochina. Yishleim Ochina. Layav is vina zvini, but tzarchad and lahaza myself. Vav yazar akesef. You're right. He sold her when she's 11. I'm sorry. He sold when he's 11. There won't be a din of yazar akesef. Let's say the father sold her. You can have two hechatims. Either sold her when she's 11, and now she went out at 17, and now at 20 we find out she's an alienist. So she was really supposed to go out at 12. So all the Maisi Adel from 12 to 17 you have to return.
Mm-hmm.
Or the father tried to sell her when she was 13. Let's say she was 13, she didn't have to say Cyrus. And what did the father say? She's a Katana still, or 14. So father sold her even when she was 13 or 14. Now we realize he had no right to sell her. We thought he had a right because we thought she's still a Katana. She had no Cyrus. So now she hits 20, we realize it was a mistake, so now the sale is off, we have to refund the money, and everything goes back. Another thing Tosis says, if the Odin was did Yehud, Yehud is a right of an Odin to marry his Omavriya. He has a right, even against the father's will. Once the father sells her, he has a right to mimiyai her, to marry her. So let's say he bought her, it could be when she was 10. And he did Yud when she was 13. Now she hits 20. We say when she was 13, we thought it's a good Yud. We thought she's still a Katana. She didn't go out yet. Now we realize she should have gone out when she was 12. So she should have gone out when she was 12. So the Yud is Ice Yud. And the marriage is off. And at the age of 20, she goes out. This Tosis clearly is going like Rav. That is Lemafreya. That is Batel Lemafreya. And that's the Bagrus of Eilinus, the way Tosis describes it.
Isn't Tosis saying even if it's Yud during
the 14th? No, if it was Yud before she was 12, why would she go out? That then
there's never, like, there's no good
before. Oh, you're right, okay. It's true. In Marbar of Ashi, let me just be mad, Tosis here is true. Sailak Abaya and Sailak Marbar Rav Ashi. In Abaya, we talk about going out with Bagra Deilinus, which is the way I was talking. Tosis is saying it in Marbar Rav Ashi. Marbar Rav Ashi says, I would have thought the original Mechira is not a Mechira because she never brought Simonim later. Right, that's what the Gemara say. Marbar Rav Ashi says, the Asi Simoni has Havizvini, Lai Simoni Naris, Lai Havizvini. Now that's true if I would say a woman who never brought Simonim, it's never a Mechira in the first place. That's true, Silite Rav and Silite Shmuel. And Sai, if she was sold after 12, and Sai, if she was sold before 12. She sold at the age of 11, and Itaka did Yud when she was 11 and a half. And now she's 20. So according to Marbar Rav Ashi's Havamina, which says is going on, that if she never brings Simonim, the Mechira was never a Mechira in the first place, so then the Mechira was never a Mechira, Silite Rav, Silite Shmuel. And even the Yud of 11 and a half would also be bought.
There
won't be mamzerim because there's no mamzerus unless there's an issacharis in the bia. Anytime, what? If a man is bail a woman, he doesn't marry her, the child's not a mamzer. Okay? Mamzer is only with an eshes ish or with an erva. But if a man's stam is bail a pnuya and they have a child, the child's not a mamzer. So therefore, here won't be a mamzerus.
There won't be any children anyway.
If you hold machlekes, if you hold that banim hariyem kesimanim, which machlekes hamirayim, then there won't be children because the alienist won't have children.
What?
What?
Right.
Goes back to whoever gave it. The Arden gave the money, he gets the money back.
What happens
if he was a kohen? If he was miyayin her. The kohen doesn't become. There's machlekes to Ram and the Ravid when a kohen becomes a apostle by being bayim, because he's bayil hazayna. It's bayil out of marriage. The kohen won't be possible in this case. It's not din zayna. Zayna is a woman who's mufkeres luznus. This woman wasn't mufkeres luznus. It was miyuchet to him. It was betoras, but it was miyuchet to him. So it won't be.
Why is there by
the condition? It's a bias nus, but it doesn't pass the kohen. The kohen is only possible with isha zayna v'chalal. Has to be a woman who's a zayna.
If he was a person, just one
of them. Well, she won't be. That's not mufkeres luznus. Mufkeres luznus means to anybody.
Who does want to go
back? Whoever will do it. The
other. Why is there any difference
when you say it doesn't pass the Kayan? Yeah, it was business, fine. I'm just yes, if the Kayan would be possible.
We don't
try
to prevent that at all.
The what?
We try to prevent it.
There's nothing we could do. What could we do? She's nailing us. We're not happy she's nailing us, but nothing we could do that. The Tisus Rid answers Tisus Kasha that the case that Marbar Ravashi is talking about is that the father sold her when she was 18 or 17 or 18. The father sold her at that stage of 17 or 18, let's say, and the Ziyatsiya of Bagris. I would think the Mecher is bottle. Sold her at 17 and 18. Kamash Blondet, it's Kayim. And at the age of 20, there'll be a Yitzhi of Bagris. The problem with the Tisus Rid is that Tisus Rid only makes sense like Shmuel, not according to Rav. Because if he sold her when she was 17 or 18, so according to Rav, the Mechir is Batal Mafreya when she's an alienist. It's not a Yitzhi of Bagris. The Mechira is Batal Mafreya. So what is the Tisus Rid saying? The Marbar Ravashi says, I would have thought if he sells her 17 and 18, it should be Batal. Kamashma is not Batal and she goes out at 20. What do you mean she goes out at 20? That's only true like Shmuel. According to Rav, Shitaka becomes a Gedalah Mafreya. And the Mechira of 17 and 18 is Batal. So what in the world are you talking about? Well, what's the Tisus Rid saying? It could be that he sold her at 11, before 12. So he sold her at 11. So Marbar Ravashi says, I would think it's batal because she never brought siman. Kamashmon is not batal. Taka not batal. So according to Rav, she's only a gedayla mafreya to 12. So mechira of 11 is kain. But Tosfos Rid says a mechira of 17 or 18. He could have said 13 or 14 or 15. The mechira afterwards. Frekt Reb Naftali on the Tisus Rid. Well, what's the Tisus Rid saying? The Tisus Rid is saying that our Gemara is saying if you sell 17, I would think the Mechira is batal. Kamash Mon is not batal. That's what Marbar Ravashi is saying. What do you mean Kamash Mon is not batal? It is batal. According to Rav, it's batal of Afreya. She was a gadol at the age of 12. No, Rav Shmuel only argue
between the
it's the opposite. So Rav Shmuel argue by the Mammon case, by Godless.
Right, now
Godless to from Katniss to Godless, they argue.
Right, that's the stage over there. So
Katniss to Godless, not Godless now.
But here the father said, in that
that's right. According to Tisus, sold her when she's a katana, it's very good. Tisus Rid says sold her when she was already 17.
Why can we say that?
Because according to Rav, we say she's a gedolah l'mafreya to the age of 12. According to Shmuel, we say that. That's right. So from katanas to godless, she should have gone from katanas.
Is there a
what?
So
that's the kasha. The kasha is that the Tisus Rid says that the sale is not bottle when he sold the 17 and 18. The sale is not bottle. She goes out at 20. What do you mean? According to Rav, the sale should be bottle of Mafreya. She's a katana of Mafreya. So that's a problem. It only comes out Shmuel. It doesn't shtimu Rav. The Torah says to shtimu Rav too.
Why
do you have to small? Right. We'd like to answer according to Rav as well. Especially because we passed the Torah. Emphit Rav Naftali. Rav and Shmuel, we said, only argue in things that are Tali and Shonim alone. That Rav holds things that are Shonim alone go to Mafreya. That's Rav Shita. And Elanis becomes a Gedaila with Shonim, and Shonim is enough. Dinim that are Tali and Shonim, Rav and Shmuel argue. What do we say? When we say a Katana goes out, she goes out with what? The Amar Vriya goes out when she becomes a Gedaila. She goes out with Simonim. A Gedaila, the din of Amar Vriya is not a din in Shonim. Shitaka goes out at the age of 12. But by Hivya Simonim, it's totally not in Shonim alone. It's totally in Simonim. The din of Amar Vriya is not a din only in Shonim. The Mishlei Melech just explained. Now, when do Rav and Shmuel argue? Only in things that Rav holds as Tali and Shanim, going from Katnus to Gazlus. That's it. So we excluded things that have to do with Baigeras. So after Rav Naftali, we'll exclude one more thing that Rav and Shmuel don't argue. And that is the Yitziah of an Amma Evriya. The Yitziah of an Amma Evriya is not Tali and Shanim alone. It's Tali and Simanim too. Since the Yitziah of an Amma Evriya is Tali and Shanim and Simanim, that's not Rav. Right, that was really Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said, I mentioned to you in the beginning, Rav Chaim said that Rav Shita is that Shonim alone does it by an alienist. That's good things that are totally in Godless. The Yitziah of an Amma Evriya is a din not only in Shonim, but in Simonim as well. Since it needs Simonim too, Rav doesn't argue with Shmuel. Loi Pligi, Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel will both agree to the... That's not a Mafreya. So Mela, the Kasha on the Taisis Rid is not Shver. The whole Kasha on the Taisis Rid was that if you sell her when she's 17 or 18, it should go back to Mafreya. It should go back to Mafreya. That din does not hold true in anything that is a din of Simanim. And Yitziyav Rav Avriya is a din in Simanim, since it's a din in Simanim. So Mela, it has a different din.
But if
this is the Tosfos Ritz Tarot.
If it's Tali and Shonim, what difference does it make to Simanim or not?
Because Amavriya is Tali Simanim as well.
What is the Tzir doing? She wasn't allowed to be sold at the time that she was sold. She wasn't at the time anymore.
So what he's saying is she was allowed to be sold. So the chiddush that Rav Naftali is saying is that the din of an Amma Evriya is not totally in Shonim alone. It's totally in Shonim and Simanim. So you could have a Gedaila who's Lahi via Simanim and she still could be sold. It's a Hechetimsa, which is not a Ketana, she's a Bechuyiv Mitzvahs. She doesn't know it. When she's 20, she'll realize she's Bechuyiv Mitzvahs. And she could be sold. This is Reb Naftali. Now you understand that Reb Naftali is adding a knach to the Mishnah Melech. Okay, Kozeman, I explained the Mishnah Melech. It was a relatively simple gather, and Reb Naftali is adding this knach that dinim of Amma Evriya, which are not really dinim in Baigeras, which are really dinim in a 12-year-old. 12-year-old Simon. Nevertheless, it didn't Simonim to the extent that Rav will be made to Shmuel. That's Rav Naftali's Chiddush. So we have two Chiddushim. Okay, we have the Mishlei Melech Chiddush, which is easier. If anybody wants to challenge me on the Mishlei Melech Chiddush, I think I can answer whatever problems you're going to have with it. Rav Naftali is saying a bigger Chiddush. And to Yochazer, I think there are the kudis of Rav Naftali that you could question more easily. So Naftali is taking it a step further, and when you go into Rav Naftali, there's more, like I said, there's more that could be questioned. Okay, but anyway, this is the sugya of Eilonis. Let's turn the page and get to the new piece of Gemara. Okay, this next piece of Gemara, for the most part, is Chazara, because we already learned that there's a Gzera Shava of Kicha Kicha. We learned that on Daf Bezam and Aleph. That we learn how Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim, that just like Stei Ephraim is Bekesef, the same thing, a Isha is Niknas Bekesef. The Gemara now brings it. V'tana Maisi Lama Hacha. Tana Maisi what? Maisi La. Brings what we said earlier. What did we say earlier? So on Gimel Amid Beis we said Kesef Menala. On Gimel Amid Beis the Gemara said Kesef Menala. And what did the Gemara answer? Gemara answered B'yotzachinam ain't Kesef, ain't Kesef B'yotzia Zuhal V'yesh Kesef B'yotzia Acheres, right? So Gemara learned B'yotzachinam ain't Kesef. Now the Gemara says Tana Maisi Lamahacha. So right away, is this a Machlaikis? Or not? Rashi seems to say that it's a machlaikas, the second Rashi. Yeshua's Medayik and Rashi, Rashi holds that it's a machlaikas, the two sugis. Tana Maisi Lamahacha, Rashi, Kiduse Kesef, the Yalaflo, Rav Yehuda Lael, Mein Kesef, Rav Yehuda learns that from Mein Kesef. Nafkila the Tana Mekicha the Seif. So Rashi learns that the two are arguing. Notice we have two limudim for Kesef. How that's going to fit into the end of the Gemara, we'll have to get to. The Gemara is a tzrichasa, but Rashi seems to say something like, Toisus on Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maskel, Ve'ema L'dida, you look back at Ikil Chazir, you'll see Toisus holds that's not a machlaikas, that we need both. We need two psukim for Kesef. Why we need, we'll get to. But that we need two. So Pnei Yeshua learns that there's machlaikas Rashi and Toisus. Rashi holds it's machlokes the two sugyas, and Tosfos holds that they don't argue. You need both psukim. You need two psukim for kesef. Okay, so there are two ways to learn it. Tanya leisim melehacha. The Tanya kika chishisho ba vayom zechem beinok kimatzel berves daven kicha the kesef. And how do I know kicha is kesef? Because chenu aimen the sati kesef sada kachmi men. So memela have a gzerish of a kicha kicha, and I know just like you bought Ephron's field with kesef, the same thing. Here is Bekesef. We already learned earlier, right? What there are two ways to learn the Gzeres Shava. One way that we just take the word Kesef from Ephraim and we put the word Kesef in by Isha, as if it said the word Kesef. And one way is to say we learn it from the Maisa Ephraim. Now we had this already, we discussed this. Do we learn it from the Maisa of Ephraim? And therefore it has the same rules as Maisa Ephraim? What do we say? That we just take the word kesef and we plug it in. I think I mentioned to you from the Kuntrus Shiurim said you just take the word kesef there and put it in here. Because really there was a guy doing the selling and here it's a yitz. So he said just take the word kesef and plug it in. This is what we had in the past. Faloi dinu. Here the Gemara is a kash. Now we're going to spend whatever's left today on this Kal V'Chaimer. So let's make sure we understand the Kal V'Chaimer. Haloi dinu. Uma oma evriya. She'ena niknas bevia. Niknas bekesef. Ma adach when a man wants to buy an oma evriya. He can't do a kinyan bia. He has to do a kinyan kesef. Zu, so an isha, she niknas bevia. Who you could buy bevia. Ena din she tikna bekesef. No, how do you like the Kal V'Chaimer? Good Kal V'Chaimer? See, Kal V'Chaimer is a straight svara. So everybody has to understand it. It's a good Kal V'Chaimer? Madach in Oma Vriya. You can't be kind with Vriya. You can be kind with Kesef. You see, it's harder to be kind in Oma Vriya. And Kesef works. So an Isha by Ubiya works. So certainly Kesef should work. Because the Isha, it's easier to be kind in Isha. You can do it even with Ubiya. So certainly Kesef should work. Is that good Kal V'Chaimer? Who likes? Tell me who likes the Kal V'Chaimer. Anybody like the Kal V'Chaimer? Who doesn't like the Kal V'Chaimer? who doesn't have an opinion. Is there a problem with the Kal v'chomer? Tell me, Shabbos. Huh? Let me ask you. Let's say I would walk into class and tell you a Kal v'chomer. Now I know an isha, you could be kind of an isha with kesef, I'll make a Kal v'chomer. Madach karka. Can you be kind of karka with bia? Can you be kind of karka with bia? You can be kind of with kesef. So an isha that you kind of would be, it can only be kind of a kesef. So that Kal v'chomer you would have an opinion about. Huh? Right, you say karka bia, what karka bia, right? There's no bia by karka. What is there by Yom Evriya? By Yom Evriya, Yeshkayach. Yom Evriya is Einik Lebebiya. You buy a worker, so it's Einik Lebebiya. Right here, 1 minute. The Ritva is this kasha. I believe the Rashba as well. The Rashba and the Ritva. What's going on here in the Gemara? Malam Evriya that Ein Kinyan L'Shem Ishas. There's no Ishas by Yom Evriya. The Ritva says, and Achinami, the Gemara could have answered that. But this terrace that the Gemara could have answered it, the Ritva could hold that way. But take a look at the top tesis on Hayyam and Aleph. I know you don't learn the Gemara, but don't worry. Just the top tesis. Minayin Bishtar. How do you know a woman is kind of Bishtar? Look what tesis is. Kavachay Medam Evriya. She'ein Nikdis Bebiya. Nikdis Bishtar. So Kolshkei Ne'isho is Nikdis Bishtar. Nikdis Bishtar. See, tesis says the same Kavachay Medam Bishtar. Tesis doesn't seem to say it's a bad Kavachay Medam. Tesis seems to hold it's a good Kavachay Medam. Rashi says the Gemara could have asked that. I mean, the Ritva says the Gemara could have asked it. But Taisa seems to hold it's a good Kal v'chomer, because Taisa is going to ask in a Hayyam and Aleph. Taisa seems to like the Kal v'chomer. So what's going on? What does an Am Evri have to do with Bia?
You might think that that would be a way to start here, because it's supposed to be Miyani. It will be enough.
All right. So we'll go with that. The Meshech Chachma says that when you buy an Am Evriya, you have two kinyanim in an Am Evriya. The momenistic kinyan, like you have an Eved. And your kinyan Ishus, because there's yield. A man, an owner, is allowed to be miyayid his Am Evriya. So there is a kinyan in an Am Evriya of Ishus. So Mimela, there would be a Havamina.
No, it's only a result of one kinyan to Am Evriya.
Right, first let's explain the Meshech Chachma. You know, you explain it. The three of you suggested it. So you want to explain it. Explain. Since the zero, therefore what?
There is a din of bia by an
Am. I'm not mechuyev to be miyayid her.
You're not
mechuyev. So I'm buying an Am Evriya. I don't want to marry her. I'm a happily married man. I have an Am Evriya. And there's a havamin, I'm kind of with bia when I buy it to work for me. Meshech Chachma says it. I don't have another pshat in the Gemara, so I have to go with you.
He has an obligation.
He has a right. He has a right to you. He's not obligated. It's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, but it's not obligated. What?
Since there is a different karka,
it's not karka. I agree, it's not karka, but it's. It was. Is there a svara that you can be kind of every other thing?
It's part of.
Okay, let me just tell you. The Meshech Chachma says this. The Meshech Chachma says. Yes, there's a having an Am Evriya Bebiya, because there's a Kinyan Ishus in an Am Evriya, and therefore, there's Taka Havamini kind of Bebiya, and therefore the Gemara makes sense. The Kal v'chomer is good.
Kinder from where?
What?
Kinder from where?
Kinder from her father. Father's selling her as an Am Evriya. So the father now, I would think, that you could be kinder with Bia, because in Am Evriya, you kind of, some aspect of Ishus, you control her Ishus.
You're paying the father, you're not kind of with Bia, right?
You could do it with kesef. You could be kind of amavriya with kesef.
You pay your father what?
You pay your father money for an amavriya. That's the true way to do it. The way you normally buy an amavriya is you go to a father, give him kesef, and he sells you his daughter to work for you until she becomes 12 or 6 years, whichever comes first. Now, the Gemara says, amavriya can't have bia. So since an amavriya can't have bia, there's no kinyan bia. There's a kinyan kesef. So Ishul has a kinyan bia, certainly has a kinyan kesef.
Is Rav
I'm saying Bia makes no sense by Yom Evriya. So everyone here is saying, yeah, it does make sense. This, this Yiyud, it makes a lot of sense that there could have been Bia. It's a chiddush in the Torah that there's no kinyan of Bia.
You can't be doing how, what's the happy that there would be? You come in the
Bia
for the father of
Bia. There's a Havamina. Hard for me to explain this, but the Meshacham is saying, since you buy the right of Yiyud, in Adayim, once she's sold, the Adam can marry her against her will and against the Adam's will, against the father's will. He controls her Ishus. He controls. He can't give her away to someone else, but he himself can marry her. So he controls her Ishus. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, it is a Raya. I might have thought Bia works, so it is a Raya. You see, Bia doesn't
work.
He can only do Yiyud once he's kind of her. It can't originally be kind of with you. So the emes is he can't. So the Meshach Chachma means that that's goofa what the Gemara is saying. Why can't he originally be kind of with Bia? Vice dies that Bia is too weak to be kind of by a Shifra. And yet Kesef is kind of. It's kind of for everything. It's kind of for Mammon and for Yishus. So Koshkein, a regular wife, who Bia is kind of, Koshkein, the Kesef should be kind of for Yishus too. Yes.
The only reason he has the ability to go ahead later on in the year is that I have a power of deduction, because the cancer that he gives the father, he goes to the daughter, orphan, that becomes cancer deduction.
That's 100% true. But don't forget that Isha Niknis Bishloisha Dvarim. She can be Niknis with Kesef or Bia. So just like you're saying, the original Kesef will blind Kesef Kedushin, so the original Bia will blind Bia's Kedushin.
That's only one person who called Kavar and said that we have a top cover on the Kesef over the Bia. Why should Kesef have any top
cover on Bia? So you have to explain that the Kesef is kind of Ishus as well. 100%. Otherwise, the tackle wouldn't make sense. That's true. You have to explain that the Kesef is kind of Ishus, and therefore, to Kedushin, that also Kesef is kind of Ishus. And that part of it is very glad. It's only the Havamina of Bia which is hard, which is a difficulty which we're coming to. What? Right. Okay, so Kavachem is such a case where he wants to. Wanting to is not a halachic thing. He can change his mind tomorrow. Just because he wants to doesn't mean anything. If there would be a Kenyan Bia on Amavriya, what? Maybe the Meshech Chachma means like this. The Meshech Chachma means I would have a mina like this. When you buy an Amavriya, if you don't want to marry her, buy her with Kesef. If you want to buy her and do Yiyud, then do Bia. So then it really makes a little more sense. Because there, we're talking about someone who's saying, I do want to do Yiyud. So then, buy it with Bia. So it would be such a Havamina. Such a woman, who I do plan to do Yiyud, I should buy it with Bia. So we're saying Kavachimer. And you see, Bia still doesn't work. And Kesef works. So Allah has come of a Kama. Yeah, so maybe you should be kind of with Bia and then do Yiyud. But it's right. Well, Eli said it's true. We're going to learn later that the original kesef of buying blibes kesef kedushin of yield. Yield is nesuit.
But until he has that,
until he does it, nothing happens. So, but to tell you, you're right. Until he has that, but why can't he get that through Bia? You see, Bia is too weak. So we see that Bia is a weaker kinyan than kesef. So Bia is a kaldik kinyan and is a weaker kinyan. And by this says Amavriya, who's calmer, it's harder to be kind in Amavriya. You can't do a Bia, you can do a Kesef. So Rish says, it's easier to be kind, you can do a Bia, so you can do a
Kesef.
That's when we get to that Gemara, that's going to be a problem with the Meshach. The Meshach asks it, you should look at it. When we get to it, I plan to come back to it. There's one more Akasha on this Gemara. This kasha I just told you with the Meshech Chachma, we're going to come back to on the bottom of the Yom. There's one more. Rav Chanan here asks a very interesting kasha. We have a rule, Ein Einshin Min Adin. What does it mean, Ein Einshin Min Adin? Ein Einshin Min Adin means? V'kavachayim, you don't give an Einish. What's the classic case? Is the Torah says a man's not allowed to marry his half-sister. Not allowed to marry his half-sister. Then the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry your full sister. And there's a misa for both. So the question is, what do I need it for? So the Torah says that you can't marry your half-sister, and there's an Einish misa. So Kol Shkein, if you marry a full sister, then certainly you can't. What does the Torah have to say? The Torah says, "Achay say basaviv ubasiva." That you're not be megalah ervas. So why do I need a pasuk? Can't marry a full sister. If you can't marry a half sister, if you can't be bayil, the says that there's misa for being bayil, a half sister. Kosh came for a full sister. Elamai, we say ain ain shemenadim. If we only had a pasuk that there's misa for being bayil, a half sister, I would say that to be bayil a full sister, there's no misa. Ain ain shemenadim. It's kavuchaim. It's aser. But we don't give an einish because of that. So therefore I need a beferish pasuk that if you bail a full sister, that is misa. That's the rule of ein oinshin min hadin. Frech Rav Ochad, if you're going to learn kesef kedushin out of a kal v'chaymer, that's the Gemara saying now. Why do I need a pasuk? Where am I a kal v'chaymer? If you're going to learn kesef kedushin out of a kal v'chaymer, you're going to have a woman who accepted Kedusha Kesef. Why is she married? Because of the Kabbal Chaimah. And now a man is Mizanu her with her, he's Bayil her. Will he get Misa?
No.
Why not? Why are you giving him Misa? Because he was Bayil and Eishes Ish. How do you know she's an Eishes Ish? You have a Kabbal Chaimah. Because Kesef is kind of a Kabbal Chaimah. So, Frech Rav Elchanan, what's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk? Haloi dinu, it's a kal v'chaymer. What do you mean it's a kal v'chaymer? I don't want, a kal v'chaymer is not good enough. From a kal v'chaymer, no one would get misa for being bayala. And therefore, I need a pasuk. Is something wrong with the question?
But it's
not on the Einish. The Kavachimer is not on the Einish. It's not really a case of an Einish. Is the Kavachimer on the Einish? Now, does that matter? Right, this Tekuda is what we're going to come back to Mitzvah Shem Sunday. Rabbi Chanan is Ois Tez Zayin in the Kavich Yorim. But please finish the Gemara down to the two dots. We'll try to do most of it. I want to remind you that there's Yeshiva tomorrow.